Okay, well, Merry Christmas to you all. This is going to be hard. I have to just keep rotating. Merry Christmas to you all. Today's the day that we remember, we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, who over 2,000 years ago came to be a man to live amongst us. What an amazing and incredible and unexpected way for the Saviour of the world to be born. And we did it here, didn't we? But the birth of Jesus is only a small part of the story. It really doesn't have much meaning if you only know this and you don't know the rest of the story. The whole story that's written in the Bible that explains who Jesus is and why he came to earth. And that's a bit what their song talks about. Did you know, Mary? Did you know that your son was going to do this, that he was going to do that? He wasn't just a baby. He was going to do all this, and he is the great I Am. Mary, did you know that? Did you know that, Mary? It's really sad that so many people in the world today don't know the full story about Jesus anymore. They might have when they were younger, but today, not so much, do they? I mean, Christmas is treated as a nice time for children to get dressed up. Angels or the shepherds or the kings or even the donkey. It's a time for them to get dressed up and have their grandparents take lots of photos and make it their Christmas picture that they send out to everybody or members of their family. And then they go and have a photo with Father Christmas as well, and they send, or they might send that one out. They sing the carols, as traditionally we do. They play it in Woolworths and all the other shops, but do they ever really listen to the words? Do they know what the words are on about? It's really just what the world does in the month of December, isn't it? It's fun, it's joyful, especially for the kids. But do they know? Do they know? And do you think that's all that Jesus wants to be remembered for? That he was born in a stable, in a manger? If people just focused on his birth today, the world, what would they remember? Well, he was born to an unwed mother, but that's not so strange today, is it? It's a bit normal. He was conceived without intercourse. Well, you can have that with the IVF program. So, you know, that's normal. That's not so different. He was born in a manger. Well, if you lived overseas, you know, you might have that. We don't have that in Australia. But if you were overseas, that would be a bit normal. What about angels and a star telling of his birth? Would that mean much to them? I mean, we have horoscopes and things like that today too, don't we? So for them, nothing special about that. We're used to angels or horoscopes or stars in the sky. So not really much to them. If people only knew that about Jesus' birth, they'd only know such a tiny bit about Jesus, wouldn't they? How sad that'd be if they only knew about this. Imagine if, say, I had a princess party when I was 8 years old, Eliana. Imagine if I had a princess party when I was 8 years old. And every year I met with my friends and they say, remember that princess party, it was so good. And then when I'm 50, they say, remember that princess party, wasn't it so good? And now I'm 63, oh, wasn't that princess party so good? A bit weird, isn't it? They don't know anything else about me. If they only know the one thing about me. And every year on my birthday, that's all they talk about. They don't talk about anything else about me. And men, what about you? Let's say, I don't know, what do you like? What do you like doing? What's something special that you've done in your life?
Playing tennis.
Playing tennis. Okay. Let's say you came to Roombula and you won the 2000 tennis championship. And next year they came along and they talked about that, and however old you are now, that's all they talked about. Is that all you who you are? No. There's so much more about us than one or two things. And there's so much more about Jesus than the birth of Jesus. And yet the world might only know about the birth of Jesus, and that's sad. We all like to be known for who we are, don't we? Not just for one event in our life or two, whether they're good or bad. We want to know about ourselves entirely, especially if we've become Christians since someone knew us when we were younger. We want them to know about that, how our life has changed. We want them to know all about us. Because we all grow and change, don't we? And I think Jesus would feel a bit sad if people only knew about his birth, didn't know anything else about him, only knew about his birth. God wants to be fully known too. It's hard to say God and Jesus and Holy Spirit because they're all one and yet they're separate identities. So God wants to be fully known too. He wants the whole salvation story to be known. He's given us the Bible, and from the first verse in Genesis to the last verse in Revelation, it tells the whole story. In the Gospels about Jesus' birth, it tells the whole salvation story. Now, I'm speaking to Christians here, but how much of the Bible have you read? It's just an encouragement, a challenge. Do you just like to read the Gospels? Do you just like to read the Psalms? Do you only focus on God on one part, in one section of the Bible? Or do you read the whole Bible? Some of it's a bit hard, isn't it, to understand. I mean, if you went to heaven, when we get to heaven, not if you go to heaven, when we get to heaven, and you met Abraham, and you're having a conversation, would you know what to say to Abraham? Would you know his story? What about Hagar? We haven't had Hagar and KYB yet, have we? No. What about Malachi? Have you read the book of Malachi? I probably have, but I can't remember anything about it. If you met Malachi in heaven, you'd say, what did you think of my book? Did you like that? And you'll have to say, sorry, I only know about the birth of Jesus. I haven't read your book, Malachi. I only read the birth of Jesus every year, and that's all I know. It'd be a bit embarrassing, wouldn't it? We really need to know the whole story. This is such an important part, but it won't hold the whole meaning if you don't know the whole story. Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit want their whole character to be known. And sadly, doesn't the world only base their opinion of God, maybe just on the birth of Jesus, or maybe on one experience they've had with Jesus, and usually it's a negative, and so they've made their opinion and their whole view of God on one or two things, and it's usually negative. And that's sad, isn't it, if they don't know everything about them. God wants to be fully known. He wants his true character to be what people base their opinion on him, not on just a few things. And God has gone to great lengths to make himself known. Just think about it. What do we learn about God from creation? This is a chat now. What do we learn about God's character from creation? Help me out here. Just yell something out. Have a think about it. I've thought about this. I'll tell staff one. He's powerful. Can you make everything out of nothing? It's the beginning. What else about God's character? Forgiving. Okay, let's just look at creation at the moment. That'll come a bit later. Just creation. Great. Very creative, isn't he? From the smallest things that even no one sees to the biggest things. And what about he enjoyed it? He enjoys his creation. Three things that they might not know from just the birth of Jesus. He's creative, he's powerful. What about the fall? What do we learn about God through when Adam and Eve sinned? What did we learn? What? Pardon? Forgiving. That we needed to be forgiven. Needed to be forgiven. We learned about sin, didn't we? If you just know the birth of Jesus, would you know about sin? That God is holy, that sin can't stand in his presence, that death comes because of sin. But we also learn that he is merciful and loving because he initiated a plan to help us, to bring us back into his presence. What about the sacrifices in the Old Testament? Putting you on the spot. We've done the sacrifices in KYB. What do the sacrifices mean? What have we learnt about God through the sacrifices? Okay, a substitute. Yes, they were the substitute. So God loved us, and that he decided, I'm going to show them what to do. I'm going to give them a substitute. We learnt that he requires atonement for sin. He's loving and merciful because he initiated the first sacrifice when it killed an animal for Adam and Eve to have some clothes after they sinned and they were ashamed. And he provided the ultimate sacrifice. The world doesn't know those things if they don't read the rest of the Bible. If they only read of the birth of Jesus 1 year, they don't know that God is loving, forgiving, merciful, creative, happy with his creation. What about Jonah? What do we learn about God through Jonah? Can you think of something? His plan. God has a plan. And when we don't do God's plan, what do we learn about God? Consequences. He gives us second chances. He loved the town of Nineveh and he wanted Jonah to tell them about him. All those things we're learning about God if we read the whole Bible. Can you see what I'm getting at? If we only read a little section, we don't get the full picture of who God is. Jesus's birth won't really mean much if people don't know about sin, even if they don't even know what sin is, if they don't know about the fall, if they don't know about the sacrificial system, they don't know that we're going to go to hell if we're not forgiven, and that Jesus loves us. If they don't read the whole Bible, they don't know that. Jesus's birth will only make sense if we know the whole Bible. They'd probably skip the part about Jesus being God and man. I mean, that's just too confusing for them, isn't it? Got no idea about that part. So they'd probably skip that part. So what about Jesus's birth then? Wouldn't their view of this event be different if they really knew why Jesus came? If they really knew the reason for the season? If they knew that God loved us so much that he gave his own son as a sacrifice to bring us back to him. Wouldn't their opinion of God be a lot different if they knew all that? And if they followed Jesus' story after his birth, they'd learn of Jesus' love and compassion. And this might help them in their own life when they need some love and compassion. They know that Jesus is compassionate. And when he fed the 5,000, it might help them to know that Jesus cares for their daily needs, because that's really important. And when he argued with the religious leaders, they'd realise that Jesus just doesn't want us to follow him. He's not standing over there with his rule, with his stick saying, do this, do that, which so many people believe is true of God, don't they? But if they look at all his stories in the Gospels, they would see a completely different Jesus than who they think they know. And if at Easter time they learned that Jesus died on the cross for their sins and that he's willing to forgive them, wouldn't that give them some hope? Wouldn't that give them some hope if they knew that part of the story really well, just rather than the Easter bunny and Easter eggs, as most people think what Easter is about? And what about the resurrection? Wouldn't they know a completely different God when God chose to accept Jesus' sacrifice and his power and he raised Jesus from the dead? Wouldn't you want to know that God? Wouldn't you want to know that that God is on your side, that that God loves you? Oh, we really need to tell them, don't we? And then what about the Holy Spirit? Does this world even know about the word Pentecost? Probably not. Probably never heard of it. They wouldn't know that the Holy Spirit came and chose to live inside of us. Comfort us, strengthen us, help us, guide us, lives in us so that we're never alone. Imagine if they knew that. Imagine if they knew that. God wants to be fully known. And who made God fully known? Jesus. In John 14, verse 9, Jesus said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Jesus didn't just focus on his birth, even though that's an important part. He had more important things to show and tell us about God. And he did that, didn't he? It's up to us too to make God fully known with our words and our actions. What would people learn about God by looking at us? Our words, our actions, things that we say and do? Can we make God known to our friends and family and neighbours? It's a challenge, isn't it, to be a good witness, to make the true God truly known. So let's get back to Christmas today. What could you do in this Christmas season to make God fully known, to explain the reason why Jesus was born? About as you gather today with family, you chat to your family on the telephone, is there something maybe that you could slip in to say that Jesus' birth is only a part of the story, there's so much more? Maybe you could pray for the meal, and in your prayer just slip in and say, thank you Jesus for being born, for being our saviour and rescuing us. Just slip that little sentence in. Don't know, do you watch movies? Got the Jesus movie? Or playing Christian Christmas carols? Lots of things maybe that we could do to make Jesus fully known. Wear his hands and his feet, wear his mouthpiece. Jesus wants to be fully known. But part of that is also knowing his justice and wrath. Excuse me. His justice and his wrath. That one day every person will need to give an accounting of themselves. Wouldn't it be sad if they said, but Jesus, I only knew about your birth. I didn't know anything else about you. I've never heard anything else about this standing before you. I only know that you were born. Wouldn't it be sad if that's all people could say? So Jesus wants to be fully known in all his glory. He wants people who will love and serve him for who he truly is, willingly and happily. And then what about the blessings? What about the floodgates that he talks about that he will throw open to bless us? Wouldn't it be lovely to know that as well? To know that as well. Do you think many non-Christians know that? That Jesus wants to love us and bless us with all his wonderful blessings. And think about, as we're closing, what's our response going to be? What's our response today going to be for the birth of Jesus and for everything else that we know about him? It would just be to bow down, praise him in awe and worship, to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's close with our last song, O Holy Night, as we fall on our knees, maybe not literally, it's a bit hard to get it back up again, but bow down. So let's stand and sing this song. Thank you.